Let's head out right now to Johnson Field, mid-April, a windy day and a very windy group. Barakutanga, right here on Ear to the Ground. Chispas, ¿qué significa?
Diciendo que se debe hacer, vos que estás diciendo que mejores y peores, vos que estás diciendo que se debe hacer, escucha lo que te canto, pero no confundir que es de palo que canto. Que me hablas de vivir lejos de una raza soberana, superiores, diferentes mingos de poder. ¿Cómo se te ocurre si algunos son elegidos y otros son para descarte maldiciones? Es malo tu destino, que marcó tu camino. La canción que valiente es canción para siempre. Como dijo mi abuela, a quien no corre vuela. En el planeta son tantos, ¿a cómo pueden ser tantos? La escuela me enseñaba a memorizar fechas de batallas, pero nunca me enseñaban de amor. Discriminar eso no está nada bien, ante los ojos de Dios todos somos de la. Son detrás de las guerras, dicta falsa condenas. El que ama la violencia, que no tiene conciencia. Nunca piensa, no piensa ni en su alma.
¡Mambo!
Mal bicho, todos dicen que soy.
Mal bicho,
así es como te ve.
Mal bicho,
te regrese que se encende.
Mal bicho,
te regrese que se encende.
Mal bicho,
todos dicen que soy.
Mal bicho,
así es como te ve.
Mal bicho,
te regrese que se encende. Porque va lastimando al que se ve distinto, imponiendo postura siempre con mano dura.
Song called, that's right, that's what I'm talking about, enthusiasm, baby. So we wrote the song called Rumba de Burke.
chile verde, tequila fuerte, salsa sabrosa, rumba de burqué, río grande, sonría imponente, la vida, la muerte.
All right, that is Barracutanga. It was recorded live on Johnson Field at UNM in mid-April, the same day that brought us those red light cameras recordings we've been enjoying the last 2 weeks. Barracutanga are going to be joined by the Big Spank and Malamaña as the local component of Festival Chispa, the first inaugural, which is coming to the National Hispanic Cultural Center 2 weeks from now, on Saturday, June 25th. It's an all-day event with music beginning in the evening. We're going to get back to that performance, but first, let's hear a little bit from Avocado artisan Tom Fruge, who's one of the organizers and talent curators, I guess we would say, of Festival Chispa. I asked for translation. Chispa means spark.
You know, we started this series, and, you know, it's really interesting. New Mexico, demographically, should be prime for new Latin music. But I find that, you know, people don't really, there's not really a scene. I mean, some of the bands, obviously, that we're bringing to Festival Chispa or that we've had open our series are certainly new Latin music. But there's not like a scene like there is in say, L.A. or even, you know, Houston or Chicago, where these bands kind of get together and you know, kind of like the Americana scene or this, that, and the other scene. And so doing it, the single the past 2 years doing the series, Joseph and I decided, you know, what if we kind of, for lack of a better word, kind of force the issue. Like, say, this is a scene, and we're going to create a festival around it.
Well, this, historically in the United States, this is, people have written about going back to, like, the Harlem Renaissance and said no one really paid any attention to it until, I don't know if it was necessarily Langston Hughes, until someone from the inside said, this is a thing now.
Right.
And all of a sudden, all this disparate talent that had been happening in Harlem said, this is a thing now. And then the outside world said, this is a thing now.
Right.
And so we refer to it now as a thing.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. So we decided that we would bring it together and bring, you know, area groups that we think are at a particular level that are you know, ready to or are already sticking their toe into going national or international, and, you know, having anchor acts that are obviously more well known, you know, like Mexican Institute of Sound and Ceci Bastida. And so that was the kind of the genesis of it. It was very organic. You know, it wasn't like this really planned out thing.
Well, what seems to be happening is that you're bringing, of course, Camilo Lara, Mexican Institute of Sound, are perennial favorites here. They haven't been here for in a few years, but they really knocked the house out at NHCC a few years ago. Ceci Bastida was scheduled to be here and then had to take a detour. So this is a much anticipated artist in this area.
Right, right.
And you have some other people coming from outside, but you're also, you had to think about, okay, who in the local area, who in the local scene fits into the spark that you're talking about. So how did you come up with this lineup?
Well, I had worked with Malamaña before during the Chispa series. They opened for La Santa Cecilia when we brought them. And while some might argue that, you know, what do you mean they're new Latin music? That because they're mostly acoustic, percussion, and voice. But the fact of the matter is how they're combining different elements of Latin and Afro-Latin stuff is not one tradition. They're not one tradition. They're not like saying we're doing, you know, Cuban traditional music or this traditional music. They're actually weaving in and out of traditions, and they're very contemporary women. I mean, if you know them, they're very contemporary women.
Well, also, they share something with a group like Los Sensontles in that they began not looking to be a musical group. They began doing community work.
Right.
And and never stopped.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know, they have, you know, they have grown tremendously. You know, when I first heard them, it was nice. You know, a year or, you know, 14, 15 months later, it was like, oh.
this thing is big.
Yeah. Now they're happening, and now they're like, you know, they're one of the bands that people should be paying attention with. And they've gone out, they've played outside of New Mexico. Now they've toured California, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The Big Spank, I've worked with as well. They came to another festival I do. They're just great, and I think underappreciated in a lot of ways here at home. They went out on tour for years, you know.
They appear to have spent. I mean, this group is about 20 years in. Yeah. I think they
it's still up and coming.
Yeah, they spend more time outside of the state right. gigging than inside, which right. may be what some of the issues are.
Yeah, and you know. Mike Garcia, the leader of the band, is pretty forthcoming about, you know, they went out when they were young and they piled in vans and you know, now they're being a little bit more strategic and mm-hmm. you know, all that. But they're great. They're in many ways are Ozo Motley, or you know, are Ozo Motley meets Real Big Fish, you know. and it's great, and it's a tradition. They have their feet firmly in the tradition of New Mexico and particularly the South Valley. But at the same time, they're mining stuff that lots of legendary Latin bands have mined. Ska,
right.
punk, funk. I mean, when Mike heard Ceci was coming, you know, that they were playing with her, you know, she was in Tijuana No, which is a famous Mexican punk ska band.
Right.
With Julieta Venegas, right?
And he's also, and she, Ceci Bastida, is also part of that Mexrecy project,
which is
Camillo. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a lot of threads going yeah. through. And then, of course, Baracutanga, these guys are just doing some really interesting work, I think. Their new album, production-wise, is as good as anything I've heard in the past year, as far as production. What they do is really interesting. Feet somewhat in traditions, not tradition, because, you know, they're from Peru and Bolivia and New Mexico. And you know,
and started out as Brazilian drum circle.
It started as a Brazilian
ago.
Drum circle.
Yeah.
And evolved into this band that is taking these elements of tradition and putting over it different, both contemporary elements or other traditional elements that aren't usually mixed. They're
feature Carlitos Calín, el rey de los Andes. Mira que nos acecha el frío ciego.
Tus buenas tardes, luto, mujer, en noche fría. Esperaré a tu abrigo que llegue el día. Esperaré a tu abrigo que llegue el día. Negra, noche sin luna, se fueron las estrellas, llegó la bruma, el mar vence los botes como una cuna, y al horizonte viajan trenes de espuma. Vistió la vieja noche, mujer, su negra saya, y se perdió la aurora sobre tu playa. Y se perdió la aurora sobre tu playa. Y se perdió la aurora sobre tu playa. Aurora es la negra más linda que hay, quién sabe dónde estará. Y se perdió la aurora sobre tu playa. No está por aquí, no está por allá, ¿dónde estará mi negrita? Y se perdió la aurora sobre tu playa. ¡Uepa! Y se perdió la aurora sobre tu playa. ¿Cómo? Y se perdió la aurora sobre tu playa. Una más. Y se perdió la aurora sobre tu playa. ¡Ay! Y se perdió la aurora sobre tu playa. Y se perdió la aurora sobre tu playa.
Sigue la cumbia.
Traditional cumbia just for you. The kids love it. You know what? Most of these guys graduated from UNM, actually. So the music department's doing something right.
Traz a lenha pro fogão, vem fazer a maçã. Hoje é um dia de sol, alegria de coiô, é curtir o verão.
Vem, maga lenha, João, traz a lenha pro fogão, vem fazer a maçã. Hoje é um dia de sol, alegria de coiô, é curtir o verão.
Tchê, 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 tchê. Tchê, tchê, tchê. Tchê, 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 coração. Hoje é um dia. dia de sol, alegria de show do meu dever de verão. Vem manga lenha rojão, traz a senha pro fogão, tem coração. Hoje é um dia de sol, alegria de show do meu dever de verão. Tchê, 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 tchê.
Thank you, Jackie Zamora, Paul Gonzalez, Kil Copas, Nick Baker, Michael Hood, Carlos Novoa, Randy Sanchez. I think that was the lineup that particular day recorded live. That was Barakutanga.